Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for November 12th to the 18th, 2016. This week, Palestinians warn of recent Israeli bills that may drag the region into disaster. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks leave one Palestinian killed and a dozen others injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets. IMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bilayin, Nanin, and Danabi Saleh. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both Bilayin and Nanin villagers and their international Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. In Danabi Saleh, the soldiers attacked the protest at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. At the village of Kfar Kaddoum in North and West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack villagers and their international Israeli supporters. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. For IMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
This week, Palestinians demand holding Israel accountable for children ill-treatment and warn of recent Israeli bills that may drag the region into disaster. IMC's George Rashmawi has more.
Spokesperson of the Palestinian presidency, Nabil Abu Rdeyne, warned of the danger of Israel's latest procedures legislating settlers' outposts in occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, in addition to preventing Muslims to call for prayers through mosques' loudspeakers, which he said will drag the region into a disaster. Abu Rdeyne on Sunday evening said these measures are completely unacceptable, adding that Palestinian leadership will go to the UN Security Council and to all the relevant international institutions to try to stop these measures. Abu Rdeyne's comments came after an Israeli legislation commission adopted Sunday evening, which touts new discriminatory laws against Palestinians. The first law pertains to settlement legislation in Jerusalem and the West Bank, and the second law prevents Al-Azan, call for prayer for Muslims, from being broadcasted over loudspeakers in the mosques in all the cities, and especially in East Jerusalem. The so-called formalization bill, which would retroactively legalize illegal settlements built on privately owned Palestinian land, passed its first reading on Wednesday afternoon. In a sense, the bill rewards Israelis who settle on Palestinian land in the occupied territories by giving them the right to continue to be there, which is inconsistent with international law. In 2004, an advisory opinion by the primary judicial organ of the UN, the International Court of Justice, found the settlements to be illegal under international law. Commenting on Israel's bill to silence the calls for prayer, Palestinian Minister of Al-Awqaf and Religious Affairs Yusuf Da'is called on the international community and the Arab and Islamic world, as well as international institutions, to protect the Muslim and Christian holy sites, especially in East Jerusalem, demanding immediate action in pushing the Israeli government to retreat from such extremist and irresponsible decisions. In other news, Defense for Children International Palestine urged the European Union during a meeting on Thursday to pressure Israeli authorities to end ill-treatment of Palestinian children in Israeli military detention centers. Khaled Kozmar, Director General of the organization, addressed the European Parliament's delegation for relations with Palestine and focused on the effects of escalating violence across the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem, since October 2015, and the rapidly deteriorating situation facing Palestinian children living under prolonged Israeli military occupation. He called on the members to hold Israeli authorities accountable to international law and end what he described as the systematic impunity for grave violations against Palestinian children. In Gaza this week, Palestinian academics and specialists recommended establishing an Arab and Islamic fund to provide the support needed to strengthen the Jerusalemites' presence in their holy city to maintain the Arab-Palestinian nature of Jerusalem. This recommendation came during a conference held this week in Gaza on the dangers facing Jerusalem in light of local, regional, and international changes. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
A Palestinian man was killed this week by Israeli gunfire in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, a Palestinian woman was killed in armed clashes. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Saeed Abu Saada, 26, was killed on Friday evening and three others were injured after Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence opened fire on Palestinian protesters in central Gaza and east of Gaza City. Palestinian medical sources said that Abu Saada was shot with a live round in his chest, causing instant death, while another young man was shot with a gas bomb in his chest and a third in his leg. In addition, soldiers stationed on towers at the Nahal Oz military base east of Gaza City fired several live rounds at Palestinians close to the border fence, moderately wounding one Palestinian who was moved to Ash-Shifa Hospital, while three others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, Israeli Navy ships attacked on Tuesday evening Palestinian fishing boats near the shore of a Sudanese sea in Gaza and abducted two fishers. On the same day, Israeli Navy ships opened fire targeting several Palestinian fishing boats close to the shore in Gaza Sea and chased several boats back to shore. In the West Bank this week, a Palestinian woman was killed on Wednesday and at least five officers were injured during the clashes between Palestinian security services and a number of armed persons in the northern West Bank city of Nablus. According to Palestinian official sources, armed persons attacked Palestinian security officers after Israeli forces had finished their incursion into the city. As a result, five Palestinian security officers were seriously injured, while a woman who was in her balcony was killed. Investigations are ongoing to identify the source of the bullet that killed the woman, Palestinian police announced. Earlier in the week, five Palestinians were injured, one seriously, by Israeli troops' gunfire invading Al-Auja village, northwest of Jericho in the Jordan Valley. Local sources said that soldiers invaded Al-Auja village and clashed with local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles at military jeeps, while the soldiers fired live rounds, gas bombs, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Medical sources said that five Palestinians were injured, including one who suffered serious wounds before he was moved to a local hospital. Elsewhere, Israeli occupation bulldozers on Tuesday morning demolished a community center and a home in Umm al-Khair community of Yatta town, south of Hebron Hills. Israeli military jeeps broke into Umm al-Khair in early morning hours. Israeli civil administration followed them with a tank and began demolishing process. This is the second time the community center has been demolished. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 70 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops kidnapped 57 Palestinian civilians, including 15 children. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 12th to the 18th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Saeed Naji and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.